Shalom Aleichem. How are you? Okay, let's just go around to see who's here.
Ruben is here.
Okay. Michael Friedman. Oh, Rav Kraft. Shalom Aleichem. Regards from Rav Moshe Shapiro.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, next.
I'm Rav
Kraft. Hi, how are you? Nice to see you. We miss you in the building. Okay, and Mayor Simcha, and Shalom, and who are the other two gentlemen?
Yitzi Sprung.
We met, right?
Yeah.
We met, yes. You're Rabbi Sprung's son from West Orange, Australia.
Yeah.
Russell Schulk's brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And you?
Hi.
What is your name?
Adir Shapiro.
Adir Shapiro, nice to meet you. Okay, we're all here?
Yeah.
Ready to begin? You have the packets?
We have the packets.
Okay, here we go. So, the topic of this year is Refuah B'Shabbos, and I would like to give you an outline of some of the, you know, Yesodos about Refuah B'Shabbos. So, page 1, Shin Chav Ches Aleph. Mi sheyesh lo mechash ba'almo, v'hu b'schazik v'holech kibari, otsu lo lasos lo shum refua. Hafil o yde akum, gzeirem shum shchikas samadim. So, the Shulchan Aruch is telling us that if a person is not a choleh, he's not a chola, he's certainly not a chola sheyesh bo sakana, he's not even a chola sheein bo sakana. Because a chola sheein bo sakana is, he's nafal a mishkav, but he doesn't have any sakana. Yeah, he's a bari. He's up and around. But he has a mechush ba'alma, that is, he has some type of discomfort, but he's mischazik v'holech. So for this person, it's also lasos lo shum refuah, afilu lo de'akum. This is the iser of refuah of zera mishum shchita samanim, etc. It's talking about a bari b'meichesh ba'alma. Because if it's a chola, even a chola she'emo sakana, there's no iser. Now, when we talk about refuah, you should realize that we're not only talking about taking a pill or something like that. Refuah also means, like if somebody will massage you, or you'll go into water, you know, other types of things. It's not only what we call medicine. In other words, the word refuah and medicine, I want you to debunk that equation, that refuah and medicine are not synonyms. In other words, refuah is, like we'll see, types of exercise could be called refuah. In other words, don't think that refuah is a synonym with medicine. Medicine is a type of refuah, but that's not the whole category of medicine. And then you'll see something fascinating. Because then, so normally we assume that once you're a chola, but if you're a chola, emo sakana, so then the is wholeness doesn't apply. Please, you have strep throat, and you need to take a antibiotic. So that's mutter, because that's a choli. You know, choli shame, assuming it's emo sakana, if it's yesh emo sakana, certainly it would be mutter, even emo sakana. But you're going to see in the course of the shiur that it's not so pashut that you could take medicine. And we'll see, because pashut is once you're chola, then you can take medicine, right? That's it says beferish. But I'm going to show you that that's not mekubal according to everybody, even though that's considered the normative halacha. How could it not be? So we'll see. Let's take it step by step. Now, the Mishnah on page 2, Kuftesamid Beis, says, Ein Ochlin is boin, B'Shabbos L'fish Ein O Machal Bereim. So that's the Yisod, that it has to be Machal Bereim. In other words, food. All types of food is mutter. It's not refuah. But if you have you have a sore throat, you have chicken soup or something like that, so that's machal bream, because bream eat chicken soup also. Not only, but if you're consuming something, not, again, like I said before, not only a din in consuming something, but it's a din also in any type of action that is done only for a refuah, but the bream are not doing it, that is considered a refuah also. But if you're having machal bream, even though your kavana is to use it for refuah, that's not a part of the gezeira of refuah, as the Mishnah says further down. Kola ochlin ochal adam l'refuah. Right? There was all types of food. If this is good for me, and it's a refuah for me, but it's an ochel. And the people who are not sick are also, eating it, etc. So that would be okay. And then furthermore, you have the Mishnah on page 3, Kuf Yud Aleph, Hachoshesh Mishina Lo Yigma Mehem Es Achometz. In other words, what?
The Mishnah sounds like there's three categories, isn't it? There's the latter.
So one second. So if you look on page 3 of Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, it says Hachoshesh Bishinov. Say you have pain in your teeth. So you have some problem with your teeth. So you have a mechush. So you can't take vinegar. V'yigma behem es hachometz. But because that's considered, it's not something that Bereim normally do. That's not what Bereim normally do. If you dip something in the chometz that Bereim do, so even though you're going to get a side benefit of it's going to help the shinov, that's okay, because anything that's machal Bereim is okay. Now, Feshnetzich, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but this is considered, even though Bezman Azeh, one could argue that the whole concept of the Gezeira of Refuah B'Shabbos shouldn't apply because we're not Shochech Sammonim, right? Just because I'm going to do something on Shabbos of this sort, you know, it's not going to, I'm not going to come to grind herbs, you know. But nonetheless, it's called, Shechta pointed out, that's the Gemara in Beitza and Daf Heyim of an Aleph on page 4, that called Dovah Shebiminyan, Sarach Minyan Achel Lahatiro. That it's a Dovah Shebiminyan. And so Dovah Shebiminyan, Chazal Asad it Biminyan Chachamim. And therefore, even if the reason no longer applies, as Shechta points out, it's still going to be Aser. And this, you know, is probably that one line in the Gemara of Chol Dovah Shebiminyan, Sarach Minyan Achel Lahatiro, probably is the major, one of the major divides between Orthodoxy and other branches of Judaism. That the other branches say, okay, the reason doesn't apply, it doesn't make any sense anymore, so why should we be doing this? You know, Yom Tov Sheni, all these things, you know, but we assume that, no, Chol Dovah Shebiminyan Tzarech Minyan Acher Lahatiro. There's a famous piece here on page 5 in the Ktzos HaShulchan, in the Bari HaShulchan. Don't be confused with the contemporary Bari HaShulchan, but the name Bari HaShulchan was used by Rav Chaim Noah in his Sefer Ktzos HaShulchan, where he says that maybe it was Man Hazeh, that we're not so, in other words, we're not so bucky in Shechita Samanim, maybe it could be more, just like where Tosa says a Beitza, that you could dance on Shabbos, maybe B'zman Hazeh, because we're not so bucky in Tikkun Klishir, so too, we're not so bucky in Shechita Samanim, but Lamaisa, so he doesn't use it to say therefore the whole thing is mutter. He just says maybe there's a sniff, in a situation where you have some kind of suffix, maybe, it could be, you could add this into the mix. You could add this into the mix. As a kula. Not really so much. But Rav Chaim Noah thought that you could. Yeah. I mean, usually the klal has to do with whether Briyim will do this. So if Briyim would do it, sometimes maybe Briyim would do it. And if Briyim would do it, so then that's called, that's not called a refuah. So that's each thing you have to see. Just like if you're talking about an ochel, so this is what it's called machal Briyim. So I guess you'll have to say, is this a maisa? Maisa Briyim.
Sound like that so much, because it sounds like the guy has the coal in the ayin, which is why they're putting the cup of hot air on his me'ayin. But it sounds like nonetheless, the Rambam still says there's a limit.
Well, let's see the Rambam. Let's see if they have it here. See if I have it in the packet. One second. Okay, let's continue and we'll see whether we come through it in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. Okay? So there is a tour on page 6 that the tour says, Kol ochel u'mashkin shei machal u'mashkin b'riyim mutal ochlam l'shtosim l'rfua. Avo pi shein kashem l'ktsas dvarim u'vucho milsal l'rfua on page 7 fil hachi shari kemen shei derech b'riyim l'ochlam l'shtosim. Kol she'enu machal u'mashke b'riyim also l'ochlam l'shtosu l'rfua. Avom ochel v'shosu oso l'ravo u'l'tzamo v'ein l'chol l'ishari. So the Torah seems to say that the only thing that is mutter is if something, what's called machal b'riyim, you consume it if you're hungry, you're thirsty, and you don't have any choli, so then it's mutter. But right, so that's what the Torah says. So the simple pshat of the Torah is if a person is healthy, but he's taking some type of pill, but it's not l'ravo l'tzamo, and he doesn't have, but he's taking, say, vitamins. He's taking vitamins. It could help him. It can, like Rav Harfness points out, it could prevent something in the future. So, im ochel v'shoso oso l'ravo l'tzomo, right? V'ein lo choli, shari. Right, but what if you have something that it's not l'ravo l'tzomo? Then perhaps that would be aser. That would be aser. Say, so it was your bari, and you have and you're having, so you, but you're still eating, you're still consuming it, but it's a pill, but it's not machal b'riyim, so then it will be usher, because it's not, you're not taking it for thirst or for, you know, rava mutsamo. And that's what the Levush writes here. He says, "Call Ochel on page 8. Call Ochel Mashin Shem Machel Briim Lo Gozu Bhem Shem Refuah Mutal Ochel Mustoto Fiu Ein Kavanoso Al Refuah." Alpha B Shem Mukum Mils. A few Hachas Shari Kavish Adech Briim Ochel Mustoto. Call She Edo Machel U Mashkel Shel Briim. Mishi Yeshlo Mechus Baal Mutzhazik Vaholak Bebari. Also Lo Ochel Mustoto Al Refuah. In other words, so if he has a Mechus Baalma, right? The case that we said, he's a Bari. He has a Mechus Baalma. And he's taking something that, so then it's also. But if you look at the Beis Yosef says on page 6, he says like this. In other words, if you look on the right side of page 6, he says, Mash, on the fourth line from the bottom. First word in line, afilu. Mashmul chol shein achol haklal, mutar lechol lishtos, ochlo namashkin shein machol brim. Kevin shein achol ha. Lekel amigzar midi. Ilkach afilu, ein lo raiv lo tzomei, mutar lechol lishtos. In other words, say a person is totally fine. He's not a, he doesn't have a mechush. He's a bari. He doesn't have a mechush, he's all good, but he's eating something that is not machal brim. It's not regular food. So the Beis Yosef says, so that's mutter. Because the fact that it says that only if you eat it larav or latsoma, he says is lav dafka. He says, "How the nakal rabba l'tzoba lav davka el orcha de milsa nakat." But he says the main thing is that there has to be some type of mechush. If there's no mechush, obviously if you're cholish ein mosakana, then lo goza. But there has to be a mechush. If there's a mechush, so then there's what to talk about that that there's an iser. But if there's no mechush, it's basically you're fine. But you take some pills, you know, it's not regular food. It's pills that you take to preventive or something like that. But you basically, you're fine. And you're taking something that's not machal brim. And it's not laravo latsamo. So the Beis Yosef Paskins, lakula, that you can take pills if you're a bari and there's no mechush, it's mutter. Whereas the Magen Avraham learns the Torah Kepshuto, that there has to be l'ravo l'tzamo. So therefore, if you're a bari and you don't have any mechish at all, whereas the Beis Yosef says it's mutter, the Magen Avraham paskins that it's aser. The Magen Avraham here on page 9, Sifkat Mem Gimel. The Torah of the Shosa also the Ravel of Tzama Mutter Mashma the Mosel or Fu Osa Afal Pishu Bori. In other words, the Magen Avraham says if a person is totally Bori, he's a Bori and he doesn't even have a Mechush, he's good, but he still takes these pills to help him, so he'll be good. So he said, "Which is not machal brim." So according to the Magen Avraham, when you take something that's not machal brim, that's osir. According to the Beis Yosef, it's only osir if you have a mechush. But if you don't have a mechush, then so the Magen Avraham's emphasis is on whether you have machal brim or you don't. So if you don't have, if it's not machal brim, according to the Magen Avraham, it's aser, even though no mechush. And according to the Beis Yosef, no, it has to be. According to the Beis Yosef, you have to have a mechush. If there's no mechush, there's no gzeira. Yeah. Rabbi Brand,
isn't it surprising that Magen Avraham and Lavush be the Torah that way? Isn't it very likely that the Torah didn't think that there's any alternative either you're a kolet, and you need something for a kolet, or you eat because you're hungry and you're thirsty. Getting, perhaps there's no change. Why would you have a halavim if you're going to eat something for an alternative purpose that's not microbrian? I don't know if they knew anything about vitamins and PEDs and all these kinds of things. They had food and they had non-food. So it could be that the joke is just saying, look, there's two options. Either you're eating it because you're an old person with cold food, or you're eating it because you're sick and you're eating medicine. For a sick person, it's medicine. That's been the shortest of your thing for whatever reason. There's no such thing as somebody who's healthy who's eating medicine.
Right, you're not going to have me. But the question is, what if you're doing something that, in other words, a person is a well person, but he wants to bathe his arm in the Yam HaMelech or something like that, and why is he doing that? Because he wants to, now that's not something machal brim, that's not a maisa brim, but he's doing it nonetheless. In other words, you could have things that, that people feel that that'll be good for them. Are they right? Are they wrong? I don't know. I don't know if they're right or wrong, but they do these things. People did all types of things in those days.
What's the issue? Who's
going to
come to grind up stuff?
So if he goes to Yamamelach, then so maybe that's going to cause him to say, I'm doing this thing to help me out, but that'll lead me also to say, but I could also probably eat some herbs and grind herbs. Or you could say, not necessarily. This isn't, in other words, maybe even if it's not Shaykh over here, but it's part of the global, where it is Shaykh. In other words, they made a global thing. In other words, if they're going to say, only when it's really Shaykh, the Shkiknas Haman, that's when you're consuming medicine. But the Gzeir was on Refuah, so you're in a Hanami. Maybe there's nothing to grind for the Yam HaMelech, because you could say it this way also. But that's all part of the Gezerah, and even though the Gezerah wasn't, but that's probably part of the low plug of the whole Gezerah. So in a Hanami, the Shechita Samanim really is only Shayach when you're having medicine, but you felt that's...
Yeah, it has nothing to do with when Tony Aloni is in the Yamamela, it has nothing to do with Yamamela seeing
it? Right, not necessarily that therefore, right, the Yamamela is going to... Yeah. Okay. Now, the Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Igros Moshe, he wants to say a Chiddush L'Kula. He wants to say, that he has a discussion about vitamins for Briam, and so Chorav, as Rav Harfness points out, vitamins for Briam, if they don't have any Mechush, they're just taking vitamins, that should be Toloi and the Machlaikas between the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham. But Rav Moshe wants to claim that no, maybe he wants to say a kula in the Magen Avraham on page 13. The kavanas of Magen Avraham do dafke b'bori shucholosh b'tivo. In other words, if you're just taking it because you just want to help yourself out temporarily, you're a little bit, you're bori and you don't have any pain, but you're a little bit weak. So this will pep you up a little bit, but it's not going to change your whole mahus. So Rav Moshe says, if it's not going to change your whole mahus, then that's not even also according to the Magen Avraham. It's only if you're going to take something that as a result of taking this, the belief was, it's going to mechazik you permanently. It's going to change your whole mahus, so that's like a refuah. But if not, then even the Magen Avraham would be moida that that's okay. I think it's a big chiddush of Moshe, because the pasha says in the Magen Avraham that if it's not machal briyim, so whatever, it's going to change your mahus. It's not going to change your mahus. It's just a temporary, give you a shot of adrenaline, a temporary boost. He said, a temporary boost. You take this pill, a temporary boost, He says the Magen Avraham would be moida only if it's going to mamish change your whole mahus and strengthen you. Lo levoed, that's what the Magen Avraham asks. I would think not that way. I would think the Magen Avraham would ask her even anything that's not machal brim, even if it's temporary. I think the Magen Avraham would also ask her.
Maybe what Rav Moshe meant was not so much as expressing temporary versus permanent, but saying if the guy's kolish betivo, the kolish betivo is quasi together kolish. Kolish betivo. At first, the person is totally healthy, that's really a bari. Kolish betivo is like shtivo kolish.
Yeah, so, and therefore, he's saying that, therefore, that's a choyli. Maybe, yeah, okay, I don't know. Now, but the hanacha is that once a person is a choli, in other words, so this discussion that we've had with the Magen Avraham and the Beis Yosef is a bari who doesn't have a mechush. A bari b'li mechush, what's the story? So the Beis Yosef says, bari b'li mechush is fine, even though it's not machal b'rim and he's not eating it l'arva l'tamo. And the Magen Avraham says, no, a bari b'li mechush is... But a bari im mechush, that for sure is a problem. Now, what about a choyla? So a choyla, what's the din by a choyla? We said it's mutter, right? So I want to show you now that it's not so pashut. In other words, we always, the hanacha that everyone who learns these halachas said, oh, a choli? A choli shemo sakana? You have, so you can take the pills because you're a choyla. A chola lo gozer. So there is a bunch of achronim that say that's not the case. Why? Because if you look in Shulchan Aruch on page 14, the famous three shitas about Hayat Chola Shenafel Machmas Chola LeMishka VeBo Sakana. So what are you allowed to do? Omer LaAkum, etc. If you Sakana say all the different shitas there. Shinoi. But the general rule is that you do it al yidei akum. You do it al yidei akum, or maybe a shinoi, but al yidei akum. So who says when you take a pill that that's mutter? That's al yidei Yisrael. And by the way, parenthetically, on page 11, we didn't do the prima gadim on page 11, where the Rafarfinus quotes it, where he says that Kol Kshe Kavanosu is Gufa Bari Osir Afu Bari Painable Davgla Rabba Lotzamo, which is Rafarfinus mentions Mashu, not like Rav Moshe. Okay, but so the Taz says like this. What? The Prima Gadim is Mashu, like Rafarfinus pointed out, that it's any time you have Kavana for health, and it's not Rabba Lotzamo or for Taiva. So that's usher. Okay. Now there's a Taz on page 9. So the Taz on page 9 says the following. On the Sifkat and Chaf Hei. He says, see, what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? On the bottom of Lamed Zayin, in the Haramoah. V'cheini nofal l'mishkav shori. So here he's talking about taking some type of, medicine. So he says, nofal l'mishkav, that means you're a choyla. So it's mutter. So says the Taz, ha'gozo tamua. The way he says the concept of alim haya chola, eshein ba mesokana, it's... So, Cholashay Mosakon is only on Yidei Akum, or maybe Shinoi, but to do something that's not on Yidei Akum, even a Chola. So, Mimela, in other words, like the cases where the guy puts medicine in your eye, right? The case in the Gemara Beitza it puts medicine in the eye. So that's Ali Dei Akum. So who says it's mutter to take, so the Taz says, who says it's mutter to take a pill? Who says, in other words, this Ramah that says, Nafal Mishkal HaKol Shari, the Taz is questioning. The Taz is questioning.
Which you could have assuming the third Shita in
the Shabbat? He's saying that, in other words, he's saying, where do we find that you can do something Kedarko all day Israel? He says only maybe Shino or the Akum, but we don't find that you could do it all day Israel.
He's saying this is within the Ramah.
Right, he's saying it within any Shita. It's not, it was never Mutter. So he says this idea that we say you can take a pill if you're a Chola, he denies. The Taz says it's not correct. And who else says that? The Egle Tal. The Egle Tal, take a look on page 17. So he says you can't do it, Ali Dei Israel. So a guy can do it. So what's? But the Ramah says not that way. The Ramah says not that way. So what's the answer for the Ramah? What's the answer for the Ramah? Why is he permitting it if the general klal is only Ali Dei Akum, Ali Dei Shinoi, depending upon the different shitas? So he says, so the Alter Rebbe and the Shulchan Aruch Harav on page 16 says the answer. The parentheses in Sif Yud Tes on page 16, the last three lines of the parentheses. He says, because a pill, I have to take the pill. You can't be motzi me in the pill. You can't do it for me. I have to take the pill. So the only time we say you need akum is when we're talking about a maisa. So who should do the maisa? So the goy should do the maisa. But if something like a pill, where there's no, so the egletal would say, so forget the pill. You can't do the pill because you're doing it all day Israel. But he says no, that the klal is that it has to be all day. It has to be something that's not shayach for a maisa for the goy. So I have to do the maisa. So Mamela, that's also mutter, and that's to me Yashiv the Ramah on the Taz's Kasha. Then on page 18 you have in the Morak Tzia of Rav Yaakov Emden, he says like this. He also holds you have to use a goy, but okay, in other words, the general minhag ha'olam is to assume like the Ramah. And the Pshat and the Ramah is based on the Alter Rebbe. But the Rav Yaakov Emden gives us another klal that's important, that he says Rav Yaakov Emden has a klal that even, in other words, we know that there's mechush means tsar. Right, tsar. It's not a choli, it's a tsar. So choli, we said it's mutter. I mean, and then the machlok is the Ramah and the Taz, you know, what exactly is mutter? But, says the Rav Yaakov Emden, if you have tsar harbe, if it's tsar bo harbe, the embo choli mamish, have like a cholish embo sakara. So that's a big yisod. That if you have tsar harbe, even though you don't have a choli, but it's very painful. You had a surgery, and you had a tooth or something, root canal or whatever, you know. So there's no choli. It's but it's tsar harbe, and you needed to take a painkiller. So the heter is this morak tzia, that tsar harbe is like a choli, even though it's not choli. But we and our status of ranking the different things that we have to deal with. So that's what he says. So that I think is very lemaisa. You know, that's what I always ask people. You know, is it a tzar harbei? Like Rav Shechter talks about whether does it ruin his whole functioning? He can't function normally, I think he says. But that's Rav Yaakov Emden. Okay. There's a Gemara here on page 19 in Shabbos and Kuf Chesam and Beis. Amar Marukva Amar Shmuel Shora Adam Kilorim Erev Shabbos. So you can put some type of medication in the water, and then no se no gabe ein of the Shabbos vein of Choshesh. So Rashi says, since he had to do it Me'er of Shabbos, there's a hecker. There's a hecker. So therefore, it's mutter. So there's a tshuva here, Rav Moshe has a tshuva on page 20, Rav Shlomo Miller of Toronto, where he asked him, there is, so, and it, could you say any time you have to take a refuah on Shabbos, can you camouflage it in the applesauce, you know, before Shabbos? So Rav Shlomo Miller asked, of course from this Gemara, it seems that you could. So Moshe writes, no. He writes that case is different, the kilorim, because it's all on to the bottom. Avamacha muta bikilo ksheshorim b'mayim Erev Shabbos, and Mishum the Derek and Nochas Akilor Alayin, who the Shos of Vimish Shosharos on Nicho, who Dover Hamutter. So, in other words, that's the Derek is to do it this way. So then says Rav Moshe, page 21, the second paragraph, Vyesh Lamelech on the right. Mizer Rakal Mini Refor Shatzorach Likom Al Yadesha Arvin Be'ez Machel. Be'ez Mashke. Vaderech Shabbatzmo Nosim Tocha Machel Mashke Mishash Shatzorach. In other words, it's the Derek that you need to do it this way. But if you're just doing it to camouflage, but you don't really need to do it, so then we don't just say, you know, just try to camouflage everything you can. But if you don't really need to, it's not the derech, then Rav Moshe thought there wouldn't be any. Because even though we say that, you know, it has to be mefuah hanikeres, but so you can't say, so anything I'll just camouflage.
So
you said that the idea of doing it in this way is if you need to do it this way. So then it's built into the system. Okay. Well, what? No, it's a Machel Sheino Shabari. The Kilorin is Machel Sheino Bar. I mean, it's not a Machel, it's a Dover Sheino Shabari.
I don't understand
the Shabari.
If you don't want
to
take medication, then it's more to do like
on
Shabbos. If it's not normal,
then it's not
Shabbos.
No, because this thing, in other words, the normal way is to have it in this food, so it happens to be. So now it's camouflaged. But just to, you put an artificial camouflage.
Why is that not a shemai? All the more when you hide it then.
No, because that's not a shemai. In other words, he's saying that it has to be intrinsic in the system, or else that's still part of the gzera. Okay, maybe you can argue. You know. Okay, then. There's a Gemara on page 22, Kuf Mem Zayin. Sachin and Mishamshim Avlom Mishamlin. Right? You can't take rigorous massage or something like that. Mishafshef Bekoach, says Rashi. This is also. So this is called exercise. So look in Rabbeinu Chananel, page 23. Perish Poshtim Umkaplim Zerosem Fneim Lachreim. So We're saying, in other words, can a person exercise on Shabbos? Or is that refuah? So the Rabbeinu Hananel Mamish gives the exercises people do today. You know, you see people moving their arms up and down, up and, you know. So he says that's asur, but he adds one thing. Umischam min umezin. He adds in Schwitz, yeah. So, in other words, in Rashi, as the posting pointed out, it's not mashma that you have to Schwitz. But the Rabbeinu Hananel, you see, is in the Rambam, as he pointed out on page 24. And that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch on page 25. So that's what some of Machmir, even the Meshitas Rashi, that even if it's not Maziah, but like Tzian HaMashol, it says the Ikip, if you want to say the Ikip Sak, is when you're Maziah. Then there's a piece in the Bris Oilam for Rav Binyamin Zilber. I met him, Zocha, to meet him once. Arnof once. He lived in Bnei Brak, but in Elul he used to stay by Rav Sternbach's house in Arnof. Rav Sternbach was in South Africa. So I wanted to meet Rav Sternbach, so I knocked on the door, and Rav Benjamin Zilber opened the door. And he said, I'm living here for Elul. So that's when the one time I met. So he wrote this sefer called Bris Olam on Hilchos Shabbos, and then people asked him questions, and then he wrote like 20 volumes of Oz Nidberu, which are responses to people, what people were writing him in his Bris Olam. So there's one thing here, Rav Shechter likes to quote this psak, and others agree or disagree, but he says here, Chavtes, Chola Hamavur, the Osu Berfua, Zeldaku Lefisha Yochel Hamtin on Achar Shabbos. Havachol Shetzorach Lekabal Shiva Yomim, O Yoser, Yesh Klal Berfua Shein Maspikin Be'emtsa, Ein Mafsikin Be'emtsa, Rada, Mutar Be'ofen Shein Mafsik Yochel Havol Chol Yishein Bosakora. Havol Chol Shein Tzorach Lekabal Shiva Yomim, Afil Hizchil Lefnei Shabbos, Tzorach Lehafsik. So the same thing over here, that he's saying that something that you have to take it for 8 days. You understand? So you don't have a choice. Because if you have a choice, okay, don't take it today, take it tomorrow. You know, and it's not a case of choli. So then, but here, if you have to take it 8 days, so they only ask it when there's an alternative. If there's no alternative, then that wasn't part of the... So that's very mustaber. There's another point that I once heard from Rav Elimelech Leibowitz of Brooklyn. He heard from Rav Bik Zatzal, or Moshe Bik, that he thought that all these things, like Rav Yaakov Emden, you know, if you're a lot of pain, then it's like a choli. So I think he said in the name of Rav Bik that you don't have to wait for the... If you know the pain's going to come, you know that a person has this operation, so in 3 hours he's going to be in excruciating pain, so you don't have to wait for the excruciating pain to come and then take it, but rather you can take it if you know the excruciating pain is going to come, so you can preempt it, and that we view it as if the pain is here now, because it's only to be it. You don't have to wait till it comes. I think that's also very, very mustaber. And the last thing I wanted to talk about is Rav Avadi Yosef's tshuva about brushing your teeth on Shabbos. So brushing your teeth on Shabbos has a lot of interesting nekudas about the Malacha Shabbo, and there's a lot to talk about that. I personally think Mikra Din should be Mutter. Like Rav Avadi says, because it's not Shulkayama, it's not Memareach, it's not thick enough, it's not Shulkayama, like Rav Avadi Yosef, like Rav Avadi. Now, like, I personally don't do it, because I grew up, you know, Rav Moshe was the Pesach Posek of the world when I grew up, so that's how I grew up, so I didn't brush my teeth. But I tell people that the Klachachila, you can brush your teeth, especially women who have to go to the mikveh on Friday night and want to make early Shabbos. So I tell them that they could make early Shabbos, and they're going after the meal, right? So, and then they brush their teeth, and then go to the mikveh afterwards. So, you know, that's what I think is, but one nekuda that he talks about is, what about refuah b'Shabbos? Because the Rambam says, "Ein lo'askim es hamastikim ein shofim es hashinayim b'sam b'Shabbos." As much as kavim refuah. So the question is this, what is this called, brushing your teeth? So he writes here on page 28 in Rav Avadia that maybe this has to be shayach to the machlokas Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham. He says, according to the Beis Yosef, the arrow here on page 28 on the right, Choponim reil das maran Beis Yosef bimei yesh lohakel labari lechol dvam she'enu machal b'rim l'refuah she'kol she'enu. So according to Beis Yosef, it should be okay, because there's no choli here. There's no choli, even though it's not machal. But he says, what about the Magen Avraham? Hem yodim mishchas shinayim she'enam yuedes l'refuah klal. Rak l'hagin al shinayim v'rikavon. He says it's not really refuah, and the question is that. And lemaisa, that's called machal brim, because everyone does it, you know. So even the Magen Avraham Luchara, even though, you know, it's just a way of cleaning. So he says even the Magen Avraham would be moda, you know, that. In other words, this is just the mitzad the refu aspect. The other aspect is something else to talk about.
But, this would be even with the Shabbos toothbrush and the liquid toothpaste and all the other components you have otherwise.
Right, exactly. Right. So I personally think, like when Rav Avadi said, that you can brush kedarko on on Shabbos, and that's the story. Okay, so these are some of the, just to review here, these are some of the ideas of the difference between a cholosha embo sakana, and even by cholosha embo sakana, we saw machlokas Ramon and the Taz and the Edway Tal, but you're allowed to take medicine. Then we discussed the abari mechesh ba'alma, that's aser, and then a barish embo mechesh ba'alma, that was the machlokas the Taz and the machlokas the Magen Avraham and the Beis Yosef. So we had two. Hello. Hello. We had two fundamental machlokes. Hello. Okay, because I have to leave in 5 minutes to give my other share. Well, okay. So I will say, so those are some of the fundamental machlokes that you know, the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, and the Ramah, you know, about a cholle, and then a machlokes about the Barish Einbo Meichesh. And the question about the Kiddush of Yaakov Emden, that a Tsar Harbe is a din of Choli. So those are the Yesodos that I wanted to discuss. And you know, this I'm going to be giving a chumash later about Vahi Besufa, this week's parsha. I'll just tell you in short a beautiful idea from the Chasam Sofer. So Rabbi Brand always asks me to say a little drush. So Vayim Besufa, Rav El Talmido, they're arguing and learning. So Chasam Sofer says a beautiful thing. He says, Machloikas in the world is what? Is a given. There has to be Machloikas in the world. That's a Metzias. That's the Saro Shel Edom. There's Machloikas in the world. Elowat. The Talmidei Chachamim use that Machloikas from Milchamta Shel Torah. But it's a given. So that's Pshat, says the Chasam Sofer. Talmidei Chachamim Barmim Sholom Ba'olam. Because the Machlokas is going to be there. That's a given. That's a Metzias in the Bria. There's a Machlokas. But the Talmidei Chachamim use the Machlokas for Pilpul Shel Torah. B'meilu what? Marvim Sholom Ba'olam. Okay, that's the Chasam Sofer. Okay. Okay, nice to see you all. And we'll speak to good occasions in the future, Bezer Shem.